Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Episode, and thank you so much for being here. Today I'm going to talk about five simple risk-free ways to experiment with daring home decor. And the reason why I'm doing this episode is because I know it can be scary at the thought of adding lots of colour and pattern to your home. And I also know what it's like to get the side eyes from your husband when you suggest painting a room pink. So I think this will give you some ideas on how you can build up your confidence and your daring decor so you haven't got to start with an elaborate makeover. You can take baby steps towards it. I'll just start by giving you a bit of a background into how I started getting daring with my decor. I mean, I always have given it a go and never really been afraid of colour and pattern and quite bold decor. But when we moved into our house and I decorated the whole thing in a short period of time, I think I definitely got into some trends of neutral, which really didn't light me up at all. And I did try in some rooms with colour, but I wasn't completely successful. So obviously I loved interiors, so I started following a few interiors blogs and I was getting lots of inspiration from them, seeing their amazing rooms, and I started to realize that the rooms in a house were disconnected decor wise and some of them were way too beige and I got bored of them very quickly. So what I did is, when I got all this inspiration, I actually started my interiors blog, and I started with a mini makeover of our hallway. I haven't actually got any pictures of this on the blog, but I had this console table that I'd bought from eBay. It's a gorgeous console table. And I painted the hallway grey. Sorry, I did. I got swept up in the trend of grey. So I painted the hallway grey and I also painted the console table grey. And it was just so bland and boring. I just can't tell you. So the first thing I did, it's a really crap picture of the console table when it was grey. But what I decided to do was, part of the hallway decor, I had some vintage glass orange shades that my mum had given to me that she had in a loft. And I thought, right, I'm giving this table a pop of orange. And ombre was very fashionable at the time, so I decided to do an ombre effect, which really made the console table stand out and gave it a real pop of colour. And I also added a few quirky accessories. So if you want to have a look at this, you can go over to my blog. There's a link to my website in the show notes. And if you type in a search for hallway, you'll see what I did in the hallway. There's a couple of blog posts on it, the original renovation and then the mini makeover that I did. So I wasn't going all in on the room or the house. I just added a few little things to one room. So if you're in this place at the moment and you're unhappy with your decor, just know that I've been there and you can experiment as I experimented. And I'm going to go over some ways that you can do that now. So if you want to take notes, get a pen and paper ready and I'm going to go over the 5 simple risk-free ways to experiment with daring home decor. So number one is colour blocking. Think of colour blocking as having a feature wall, but with more pizzazz, a lot less boring than your bog standard feature wall. So what colour blocking is just adding some kind of shaped colour block to a wall in your home. So there's so many different ways that you can do this. You can have small ones, big ones, one block and shape, or multiple shapes, or multiple blocks of the same shape. The sky's the limit with this. You can use them as backgrounds for things. For example, if you've got a gallery wall anywhere in your home, you could, for example, do a circle colour block behind the gallery wall and have some of the pictures covering the colour block and then some of them outside of the colour block. That would make it a lot more interesting. Add a little bit of colour into your room, but without going mad about it. Another way you could use a colour block is you could do a circle again. You could do it behind your bed and use it as a headboard. This would draw the eye in and add some interest and make a feature in your bedroom. Another way you could use colour blocking, if you just wanted to dip your toe in slightly, is if you've got any prints or art on the wall, you could colour block a frame around the print. So it's only a small thing, but it adds a bit of colour and it gives you a bit of confidence. I've created colour blocks in a few different rooms in my house. I've got a pink circle in the downstairs toilet. If you go on Instagram, you'll be able to see all these things that I'm talking about. And I did the circle by putting a little tack, like a little nail, into the centre, adding some string and then chalking a perfect circle and then painting around the edge and filling it in with a small roller. I've actually got a reel on that. It's old, but if you scroll back in time on my Instagram, you'll find it. So that's the one. The other one is actually in our man cave. We've got a man cave down the bottom of the garden. And we've got lots of geometric triangles going on in the decor, mainly in the wallpaper on the ceiling. And I've carried that geometric pattern down. We've got some shelves behind the bar in the man cave. And I've done a little bit of a geometric thing going on behind there in a colour block. And the third one, which was the more recent one that I've done, is in our hallway. I recently redecorated it and had some gorgeous wiggle. It's called wiggle, the wallpaper is. Wiggle wallpaper. And I took the inspiration from the wiggle and did a big wiggle colour block down 2 parts of the wall. And as I say, if you go over to Instagram, you'll be able to see them. So you just use your imagination. You can go on Google for inspiration. Once you've got your inspiration and you know what you want to do, plan it out first. Draw it onto the wall with a pencil or some chalk so you can get an idea of perspective and everything. And then, like I said before, paint around the edge. You can use emulsion or even tester pots. That's what I've used on some of my colour blocks. Just buy a tester block pot in a colour that you like and then fill in the middle with a small roller. And there you go. Now, if you're wondering, oh, what colour shall I do my colour block in? Then all you need to do is follow the link in the show notes and you can download my free Create Your Home colour palette guide. And you will have a colour palette for your home and you will be able to choose one of the colours to start off on your daring decor venture and use for your colour block. The reason why colour blocks are so good to start off with and experiment with is because they're only a small amount of wall. They're easy to paint over if you don't like them or it doesn't work or if your husband hates it. But then again, he might love it and then you're going to do a little bit more, do a little bit more and do a little bit more. So it will give you confidence and introduce, as I said, your husband and the rest of the family to a bit of colour, and then you can take it from there. So number two is painting a piece of furniture, as I spoke about with my hallway console table. So use an old tatty piece of furniture that you're going to be throwing out if you didn't paint it. Get something really cheap off eBay or Facebook Marketplace. So if it ends in disaster, it doesn't matter, and it didn't hardly cost you anything either. Like I said, I did this with my hallway console table. I gave it a pop of orange, ombre orange, and I've actually painted it again since, because I mentioned that I've recently made over my hallway, and repainting the console table was part of that. And I've painted that, taking inspiration again from the wallpaper, I've painted it in wiggles. So there's lots of pattern and colour going on in that room if you go over to Instagram and have a look. So there's different kinds of paints that you can use on furniture. Chalk paint is a popular paint because you don't need any prep for it, and you can then seal the piece of furniture with wax. Another way is to use a primer and emulsion. Again, you can use test pots. It makes it much cheaper, and you may already have some lying around. And then I normally use a clear varnish over the top just to give it a bit of durability and make it wipeable. I will cover different paint finishes in a future episode, so I can give you a bit more information and knowledge on that then. So with your piece of furniture, go wild. Remember, it was an ugly old piece of furniture, and you can be proud that you've breathed new life into it. And if you're sneaky, you could actually make this piece of furniture into some kind of storage that you absolutely need in the house, and then you're giving it a good reason to stay, and you're going to get less pushback from your husband. So let's move on to number three, and it is to decorate inside a cupboard or closet. Now, if your cupboards are anything like mine, there's probably not a lot of going on in there anyway, so who cares? And it's out of sight if you go crazy. So on the inside of a cupboard, you can use colourful paint, you can use wallpaper, you can add storage accessories, so you can go a little bit mad. Nobody else is going to see. Therefore, you're not going to get any complaints. And it doesn't even matter if things go wrong. In fact, it's good sometimes if things go wrong, because you can evaluate why and readapt. You're only going to get better and better and better at things if you do meh to start with, or it looks absolutely awful, because the next time it's going to be better, and the next time it's going to be better. And you never know, it may turn out fabulous. In fact, I'm confident that it will. And the rest of the family, when they're going in the cupboard to grab their coats, might end up actually falling in love with it. So you're actually introducing them to daring decor, just a little snippet at a time. Number four on my list is to add accessories into a room. These can be all sorts of things: cushions, wall prints, ornaments, vases, lamps, rugs. So you're just introducing a few little things, one at a time even, or a couple at a time, and maybe something with a bit of colour or quirkiness to it, or something big that makes a statement. So you're not redecorating the whole house, you're just adding a few little things to start getting a bit more bolder with your decor. Now moving on to number five, which is a bit of a mixture of the other things that I've mentioned, and it is a mini makeover. So as I did with my hallway, as I mentioned at the beginning, you can give one of your rooms a bit of a zhuzh. So you can add to what you already have. You're not changing the whole thing. You're just giving it a little bit more coolness and just adding bits here and there. So you can do this by adding accessories and layering the room. You can add texture with rugs. You can add some quirky things. You can add a little bit of colour, maybe a colour block. You could paint one thing, like a piece of furniture. You can paint. Another great thing you can do with a colour block is to paint a window reveal. That looks so effective. I really want to do that somewhere. I just don't know where. So yeah, just use some colour on a reveal of a window. So you can just, I wouldn't just do one thing if you're doing a mini makeover. You want to layer it up a bit, add some accessories, do a bit of a colour block, put something quirky in there, and then you're elevating the room to another level. And this will give you the confidence moving forward. And as I've said before, it's also introducing a bit more risque decor to yourself and to your husband and to whoever else is in your family. But it's doing it gradually, so you're not slapping them in the face with it. So I hope this has given you a few ideas about what you can do. And before you start any of them, you need to go and grab your free home colour palette guide so you know what colours you're going to be using. And you can get that at www.caradise.co.uk/home-colour-palette. And that is the UK spelling of colour, C-O-L-O-U-R. And I will also put a link to that in the show notes too. So make sure you get that first before you get cracking. And if you've had a think and decided the of one daring thing that you're going to try, then I'd love it if you'd come over to the Facebook. If you haven't your Facebook group, blah, I can't talk properly. Start again. So when you decide the one thing that you're going to do, I would love it if you would come over to my Facebook group, which is called Daring Home Decor. If you haven't already joined, you can join. It's absolutely free. And come over there and share the one thing that you're going to do. And then when you've done it, I'd also love to see it over there as well. So until next time, I hope you get started with getting daring with your decor, and I'll see you in the next episode. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradise Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.